I am losing weight. I'm losing weight the old-fashioned way, actually. Eat less. Eat more healthily. Sit on my backside less. Be more active. I've been shoveling a whole lot this week. Anybody with me on that? I'm motivated and I'm committed to the goal of losing enough weight so that the clothes I wore when I was at what I would call my fittest fit again. And it's still pretty early in the process. As of today, I've lost 7.5 pounds. Yay me. And I'm really, really, really hungry. And I know that when you diet, you're not supposed to be hungry, as in you're eating, you know, just little bits of rabbit food and everything, and then you're starved the whole time. But so let's just say that I'm hungry because I'm craving the stuff that I really ought not have. Like I have the desire to down a quick hamburger or two or seven, and maybe some salty fries or 100, and then experience a chocolate with caramel bar. Love those. Just to satisfy the hunger is right. There's a hunger, but you know I'm full. But you can, there's always room for a chocolate with caramel bar. It seems that there always is. And then in the back of my mind is this Bible reading this week, Matthew 4:1-11, about how Jesus fasted and then was tempted in the desert. And I think, well, Jesus was hungry. Look, I'm hungry. And then I think a little deeper and go, all right, I'm connecting hunger and desire for hamburgers, fries, and chocolate for a day or two while I'm trying to stop being a glutton with Jesus fasting and being tempted. And I am such a product of the culture of excess and affluence. And then I think I could easily get discouraged by my thoughts. I could throw up my arms when I think like that. There's no really hope for me to do anything altruistic because, you know, I'm dieting and I'm in a country where we're all overweight. Not everyone, but, you know, so much of us are overweight. And I've never really experienced at all a feeling of being truly hungry or truly needy for that matter. And maybe there's a better way to look at it. Since we live in this culture that has so much, maybe we can find some way to learn not only in spite of, but also because of this culture that we live in, we can reframe the way we look at hunger and look at it this way. Jesus was tempted when he was hungry and likely lonely in the wilderness. And in the hunger and loneliness that he had, he found a strength that God provided for him. So, for instance, I eat too much. I'm hungry to lose weight. And I spend too much. I'm hungry to learn frugality. My house is a mess. I'm hungry to live a cleaner life. We can put our trust in God in situations like that. Jesus put his trust in God in a situation that was not exactly similar, but something where he was hungry and lonely. And if we're hungry and desiring something, we can put our trust in God. But maybe those things are too selfish, too, to put alongside things Jesus relied on God for. I mean, I don't want to eat so much. God, give me the strength. And Jesus is like, I need to eat. God, give me the strength to not yield to temptation. So how about some of these? I am tired of political bickering. I am hungry for civility and kindness. I am tired of bombs. I'm hungry for peace. There are too many starving people in our world. I am hungry that all might be fed. I have friends that think church is full of hypocrites. I'm hungry for them to experience God's extravagant welcome. One of my friends thinks there's no real point to life. I'm hungry to show them Jesus' unconditional love. Maybe things like that. Maybe they're more in keeping with it. God can provide a way, the motivation, the possibility of any of these things happening in any person's life. But there's another piece to this story, lest we think that if we just want it, God will do it. Remember, God's not the rub the lamp and out comes the genie and says, here's what I'm going to do for you. Thanks for asking. Jesus was tempted to take an easy way out of his circumstances. Turn the stones into bread. Look, I'll give you everything. Just say the word. And the easy way out was selfish. And the temptations were, at least to Jesus, ones of selfishness. Except for that one, turning the stones into bread. I don't think that I would deny that if Jesus was really, really hungry and he could turn stones into bread, that he could have done that. He's like, and now you just tempted me. Darn it! I was going to do that, and I'm not going to do it now. Maybe our hunger things aren't selfish like that. At least not most of them. But I want to explore this easy way out idea, though, because Jesus had the opportunity to take an easy way out, and he didn't. And I think we have opportunities to take easy way outs. Easy ways out? There we go. And we don't. What might be an easy way out of a situation that trusting and the mind and the skills and persistence that God has blessed us with might be a better route? For example, maybe weight loss. Maybe crash diets can help us put the weight back on more quickly. No. Wait. Yeah, crash diets. You know, you lose the weight and then it comes back on so quickly. The long term, the difficult way involves real life changes. But then I think, I don't know if I can come up with more of them that are selfish in terms of a selfish motivation and an easy way out. Maybe it's sufficient to think there's no such thing as rhymes with tree bunch. There's no such thing as there we go. You've heard that before, right? Maybe we think of it in that kind of way. It's not easy to be civil and kind, and we can't make somebody else be civil and kind. But as hard as it may be, if we all started being more civil and kind, I think that things would change. And it wouldn't be easy to get that done. And it would take a long time, but I think that it could change. It's not easy to live in peace when there is so much that makes us angry and wanting to lash out, and we can't make others want to make peace a priority. But as hard as it may be, if we all started seeking and living for peace, I think things would change. And it seems impossible to feed everyone in the world who is hungry, and we can't make anyone care more about hunger and disease in the world. But as hard as it may be, if we all stopped consuming so much and instead shared our excess with the rest of the world, I think things would change. And maybe that seems too simple. Maybe there's something missing from that equation. In these examples where I've used kindness, peace, and justice, I didn't mention God. I didn't even mention what God provides in that. So here's what I think. God is kindness. God is peace. God is justice. And when we seek things like that, I think we're doing what God wants us to do. When we have a hunger for justice woven through love for all in God's creation, we are acting unselfishly and following God's lead. Then in our Bible reading today, Jesus experienced this real, this human hunger. It wasn't some divine hunger. I mean, he was hungry. He was lonely. Maybe he was even doubting a little bit because he'd been out there for so long and nothing was happening. He was tempted as he prepared to go out on the road. He was about to go out and do the Jesus ministry in the world where he preached, where he healed people, where he did the whole beatitude thing. He chose to trust God's direction over any other direction. He had some easy ways out, but he chose the way that didn't begin with selfishness. Feed yourself. Get this. I will give you anything you want. So whether it's weight loss, charitable giving, achieving goals, making a difference for good in the world, there are easy routes to getting results. But too often, those routes are the ones that have the likelihood of being harmful to us or maybe harmful to others. Too often, there is selfishness woven into those routes. And I think that something we can learn from Jesus' fasting in the Bible passage today, Jesus fasting and being tempted. It's this. Genuinely seeking God's way in whatever we do is always a better option. I think God desires it for us. I think that when we look back and we see that we've done that, if we're really seeking God's direction, that things have turned out at least a little better, And maybe in the short term, we feel like, what are we doing? But in the long term, I think that that's God's plan. Follow me, and I'm gonna make it right by you. Genuinely seeking God's way in whatever we do is always a better option. And then in review, this one final thing. As we seek God's way in whatever we do, just going back there, we can trust in God's ability to get it done. We can experience the reality that God is the one who gives us the strength and who can see the impossible done. And I think that God wants us to work hard. I know that if we don't work hard, God can still get it done. But I really think that God wants us to work hard and to seek to do what seems impossible. And through that, I think that we can really realize that we can't get it done on our own power. We can't get it done on our own motivation. We can't get it done on our own at all. Sure, we have to work, expecting and trusting in God's power. And here's the kicker to the whole thing. I think that we really experience God's power. I think that we really experience what God can do when we've reached a place where we realize that we can't do it on our own. Jesus reached a place where he was so hungry. I mean, 40 days and 40 nights. I know we say, well, he didn't drink water. Okay, he probably drank water because, you know, humans can't live for 40 days, but for 40 days without water. But they could. They could live for 40 days without eating. Hunger strikes have lasted lots longer than that. People that go on 30 and 40 day fasts, I don't think it's a healthy thing at all, but they can survive. Jesus was at the end of his rope, I think. It says he was famished. I mean, he really needed something. And I think that we don't have to get to the end of our rope, but I think that we really realize how good God is and how much strength and power and how much motivation and how much God can do when we're at a place that we know we can't do it on our own. So there, we can trust most in God's power. When we're famished. Let's pray. God, thank you for a season of reflection and our hunger for your word and our hunger to see change in the world and our hunger to share your love. Help us to be famished and to rely on your grace, to rely on your strength, and to know that you will provide. In Jesus' name, amen.